Exclusive: Republicans rip Lockheed Martin's head of government affairs as a Trump-hating woke warrior. By Wendell Hussebo on January 10, 2025. Wokeism seems to run rampant in Lockheed Martin's head of government affairs office, raising concerns among Republicans that it might not align with President-elect Donald Trump's America First agenda. Shelley O'Neill Stoneman, Lockheed's senior vice president of government affairs, has been a fierce critic of Trump and a strong supporter of his political opponents, who tried to imprison him, bankrupt him, remove him from the ballot, and make him politically irrelevant by introducing a partisan committee to investigate January 6. And those opponents' inflammatory rhetoric created a ripe environment for two assassination attempts against him. Lockheed Martin is the poster child for woke, a person close to the incoming Trump administration exclusively told Breitbart News. It's shocking that the head of their government affairs is a Trump-hating woke Democrat. Lockheed's worship of woke is killing American competitiveness against China. In response to whether she was willing to subordinate her personal beliefs to work with the Trump administration and whether her opinions might hinder Lockheed Martin's relationship with the Trump administration, Stoneman told Breitbart News on Friday. Strengthening our national defense has always been an area for bipartisan patriots to work together and ensure that America remains the most powerful nation in the world. Throughout my career, I've been proud to work alongside officials across the political spectrum, including with President Trump's first administration, to support the American military and look forward to continuing that work in the months and years ahead. Stoneman, a former high-ranking Obama staffer, has offered strong political commentary for years on X. Those posts now appear to be unavailable after Breitbart News requested comment. Stoneman alleged that the events at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, were an insurrection. She said it was a great day for America when the Biden administration repealed the ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. Our military now gets the benefit of the full cadre of talent who wants to serve our country. Well done, President Biden. And well done to the advocates who never gave up, she claimed. Stoneman shared a quote from Vox claiming that being anti-racist is a journey. It's not something you declare that you are. It's something you strive to be, because hopefully that's the pulse of history right now, to transform our country and ensure that Jan 6 never happens again. She also appears to believe that diversity makes the nation stronger, for which she offered no evidence. Diverse individuals with diverse experiences who step up to serve in government strengthen our national security and provide better, more innovative solutions, she posted on X. Many Republicans are concerned about Stoneman's activism while her company does big business with the United States government. With the new Trump administration set to take power in just a few weeks, a senior Senate staffer exclusively told Breitbart News that Stoneman's political opinions run contrary to the America First agenda. It's no surprise that Lockheed Martin's team includes woke anti-Trump activists. The entire company became a DEI factory in 2020. A senior Senate staffer who works on armed services issues exclusively told Breitbart News. This is the same company that sent employees to re-education camp for the crime of being white. Lockheed Martin forced a neo-racist re-education camp on employees, which taxpayers subsidized, the New York Post reported in 2021. America's largest defense contractor reportedly made 13 top executives participate in a three-day white men's caucus that involved discussions of white male privilege and other pro-diversity training. The participants from Lockheed Martin engaged in activities over Zoom that included a free association exercise in which the term white men was equated to old, racist, privileged, anti-women, angry. Aryan Nation and KKK, the City Journal reported Wednesday. That session reportedly led to conclusions that white men don't care about diversity, have a classical perspective on history and colonialism, and don't want to give away our power. Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project, slammed Lockheed Martin for being out of touch with voters. Why is one of America's largest defense contractors so woke? Did Lockheed Martin not get the memo? He questioned. Did they not see how badly the American people rejected the left's woke agenda? Lockheed and all federal contractors would do themselves a favor by firing all of their idiotic woke employees who are so dumb and politically correct that they can't even define what a woman is, he added. The woke agenda was more than a fad, it was a destructive, anti-American fad that will destroy the United States. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.